107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always a pleasure to check in with the great folks at Stratford Public Library, and Shauna Costas joins us on the phone lines with something special. Good morning, Shauna.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. So good to have you on the phone lines. We've got a new feature that's happening with Stratford Public Library every month. What's going on, Shauna?
So we were approached by the Stratford Pride Community Center to do a Queer Book of the Month Club. And so basically that's just once a month we hit the radio with you and review a book that has some kind of a queer theme involved. And it also gets posted to their own Facebook page. It's just kind of to one more way for people to see themselves in the library, which we're always really excited to participate in.
And the very inclusive Stratford Public Library. So, Shauna, what is our book for the month of November?
So, today I am reviewing Reprieve by James Hahn Madsen. So, I know we're just coming off spooky season, but if listeners are anything like me, they're always catching up on their to-read pile. So, they might be reading scary books a while longer.
Okay, this sounds intriguing. What's the book about?
Yeah, it's a haunted house book with several twists and the perfect amount of gore. So, the book centers around a full-contact haunted house attraction called Quigley House, in which a young man is murdered during a tour. I'm not giving anything away. The murder's revealed in the first few pages. From there, the novel follows a cast of characters as the reader races to piece together how the murder happened and who did it. The plot itself is full of suspense, but the novel brings an extra twist in that it offers a scathing critique of Midwest American culture. Characters include Kendra, a young goth black girl who moves to Nebraska following the death of her father and winds up working at Quigley House, her lovelorn sports star cousin Brian, his roommate Jaidi, a gay student from Thailand trying his best to fit into Nebraska, and Leonard, a middle-aged hotel manager drawn into an incel mindset by his friend John, the narcissistic, sadistic owner of Quigley House.
Okay.
Yeah. Many of the novel's hairpin twists and turns come from the characters navigating the way their own identities intersect with Midwest American culture. Madsen's sharpest when picking apart the layers of racism and homophobia his characters experience, including the internalized varieties. In the end, what happens inside the house is a chilling microcosm of the power dynamics at play in society. In many ways, it felt to me like Jordan Peele's hit movie Get Out. Reprieve is a fast-paced, terrifying read that shows that the monster lives in all of us and feeds on power.
Okay, so the book is called Reprieve, and it's available now at Stratford Public Library. What's the best way, or how can people pick it up or find out more?
Best way is to head to the library website, splibrary.ca, and search it in the catalog. We certainly do have a print copy. That's how I read it. However, we often do have electronic copies as well, so ebooks or audiobooks available online. I did like the print version for this because you can curl up in a dark corner on a dark and stormy night and scare yourself silly.
Exactly. There's something about that with a spooky book. You would just want to
totally.
Curl up tight.
Absolutely.
So that's great. So that's with the Stratford Pride Community Center and the Stratford Public Library with the Queer Book of the Month. And Shauna, before we let you go, with Stratford Public Library, so much going on. I've loved the recent picture, I think it was on Twitter, showing the bookshelves full for people taking out books or requesting books. That's great to see.
We have been really astounded. The support that we've had as we've opened back up as the pandemic's been kind of mellowing out a little bit. We've been so busy. We've just been astounded by people coming back. We were really worried we wouldn't see people, and we've been so pleasantly surprised. It feels like home again. The library always felt like home when it was full of people, and it feels like home again now.
Oh, it's home. It's the Stratford Public Library. So again, Shauna, can we pass along the website to how people can get more details?
Library.ca, and I forgot somebody involved in this partnership. I should also shout out the new Stratford Times newspaper. They are also going to be publishing a copy of this review every month.
So. All right, fair enough. It's multimedia. There you go.
It is indeed.
Shauna Costas with Stratford Public Library. Thanks for this, Shauna, and we'll chat again.
Okay, thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great day.